Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey, hey, what is going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I am the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Man, first of all, I tried to record this. I'm live on YouTube right now, trying to kill two birds with one stone. Today is Tuesday, September 29th or 28th or somewhere in there. I did not release an episode this morning because when I recorded this episode initially and I went to upload it, there was literally no sound. And so I was a bit disappointed by that, but here we are. I'm still going to go ahead and release this episode on the podcast today on Monday. It'll just be later than I typically do it. So I might as well do a quick update on my 12-week year challenge before I get into today's episode, where I want to talk about how the focus, in my opinion, needs to be on Black women, continuing to center Black women and to continue centering ourselves. So I'll talk about that in a second. But really, really quickly, this update on the 12-week year. And in case you're not familiar, I started this 12-week year stretch because I want to work on some business goals, some personal goals, and things like that. So last week, September 22nd, was week one. Today is officially week two of this 12-week sprint. And, you know, I went through some things that first week. It was really, really challenging to stay motivated, to do the things that I know that I need to do. It's been a little hard. That first week was hard. I'm not going to lie. But I am committed to moving forward and banging this challenge out. Because I really do want to make changes in my business. I really do want to start hitting some income goals. I want to start showing up more, being more visible. It's like, in my mind, I want to do all these magnificent things, but I still am having this fear about actually showing up, being present, really going hard in the paint, as they say. And so that's why I want to do this 12-week year sprint. So by the end of this sprint, which should end on December 14th, you know, goals would be over $10,000 worth of in income, growing my email list to 1,000 subscribers, and also increasing the downloads of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And doing that would involve me obviously showing up more, sharing clips on social media, you know, that kind of thing. So that is where I am. The first week, I wouldn't say it's a bust. I hit 50% of what I said I was going to do. And so I still have to do my weekly review and kind of like see where my head was at and all that, but I'm committed. And yeah, so now that I've gotten that out of the way for the YouTube audience. All right, so let's talk about this. And trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning. I want to make sure that I say trigger warning as much as I need to, because I am going to be talking about death. I'm going to be talking about suicide, okay? So, you know, we are in some strange times, y'all. We are in some strange times. And with that said, it is hard for some of us out there in these streets, specifically Black women. That is all that I am talking to, okay? So if I don't say it again, that I'm speaking specifically about Black women, to Black women, just know that that's what it is. I am talking to and speaking to and speaking about only Black women, okay? Now that we've gotten that out of the way. But yeah, we're in some strange times, y'all. And I am just seeing more and more, and I know it's not just me, but I feel like I'm seeing more and more that we're just, that which Black women, we're just having some hard times. And I'm not saying that, you know, all of us are in this constant place of struggle or lack or isolation or depression or sadness. Some of us are out there living our best lives. And on top of that, we know that there are ebbs and flows to life. Sometimes things, you're going to be riding a high, everything's going to be just amazing and falling in your lap. And, you know, you just living your best life. But then sometimes you're going to hit that valley. You're going to come off that peak and hit a valley. And during those times, like if your foundation is not strong, if you don't have a good support system, you know, it can be very, very hard. It can be very, very shaky, rocky to navigate that valley, because sometimes the valleys, they can last a minute. You know what I mean? A good minute, a good while. And I'm just thinking about how I really want to continue to do what I can to show up for Black women. I really, really do, because nobody is coming to save us. We know that. Nobody really cares about Black women. Nobody is out here supporting Black women the way that we deserve. No one is committed to enriching our lives, supporting us, uplifting us, tending to us, being tender with us, loving us the way that we deserve, other than obviously other Black women. There is something so special, so incredible, so brilliant, so magnificent about Black women. Like, I can't even describe. I can't even describe. And you know what I'm talking about. There's just something about being a Black woman and something about Black women in general that is just so, so amazing. You know, I have not seen our vibe, our energy, our magic replicated there's just nothing like a Black woman. There literally is just nothing like a Black woman. There isn't. I'm trying to find words to explain this, and I really shouldn't. I really don't have to, because you already know what I'm talking about. There is just something so amazing about Black women. You know, so when I say that I don't see anyone supporting us the way that we deserve other than a Black woman or Black women, I'm standing 10 toes down on that. Okay. And so that's why I feel like this idea of sisterhood and community for Black women, it, like, we really have to do what we can to make sure that we keep it going. We really have to do what we can to make sure that we keep it going and that we connect with other Black women, you know, as often as we can. And I'm not saying that you need to deplete yourself, martyr yourself, deplete your energy, be drained dry. It's not that at all. It's not that at all. But, you know, we need each other. We need each other to survive this thing, because like I said at the beginning, at the top of this episode, we are in some strange times. We are in some strange times. You know, getting to my trigger warning, okay? I have been in a place where I felt isolated. I have been in a place where I felt depressed. I have felt like I was in a place several times. I have been in a place where I felt like, what's the point? Why am I still here? What is the purpose of life? Why is shit so hard? Why am I always struggling? Why does everything have to be so damn difficult? Why are there so many lows compared to the highs? Like, why am I the only one dealing with these things? Why, you know, just those kind of questions would have swirled within me several times, you know? Even recently, just feeling like, because, you know, I've made this transition from California to Arkansas, and even making this adjustment, sometimes it feels really hard. Sometimes it feels really, really hard. And so I'll question, like, did I do the right thing? What is the point? Why am I trying to build brown girl self-care? Why do I keep doing this? What does it matter? Like, you know, why am I here? What is the purpose of life? Like, just these kind of questions, especially when things get hard, it can be very easy to question Are you doing the right things? Why does it matter? Are you making a difference? Should you keep going? Should you stop? Should you pivot? Like, that's just what it is. But then when you take it a step further, there are some Black women out there right now who are dealing with depression. They are struggling with just different things. And so when they are in that valley, and I've been here too, like when you're in that valley, it feels impossibly hard to climb out of that muck and that mud and that grime and that low point. Everything you do feels like it's just you, like, just to get 5% out of the hole, you got to give 25, 30% of your energy. So imagine every 5% that you are trying to better your circumstances, it's requiring so much energy that it's just exhausting. Just sometimes being alive, even if you're not doing anything, when you're in that place, it's tiresome. It's draining. It feels exhausting. It feels exhausting. It really, really does. And so going back to my trigger warning about this episode, speaking of just exhaustion and how Black women, we really need to, you know, continue, because we're already doing this. We need to continue seeing each other. Okay. There is a young Black woman. Her name was Tyra Spaulding. And I saw that a few days ago that unfortunately she took her life. And this baby, yes, I say baby because she was probably in her early 20s. I'm guessing. I don't know her exact age. So yeah, I'm going to say this baby. This baby, this young, vibrant, beautiful Black woman, she took her life. And, you know, you can find her videos on YouTube. Okay. You can find her videos if they're still available on YouTube. And she made maybe like 10 to 20 videos over the last, I don't know, maybe year, I'm guessing, or however long. And she talks about in these videos, basically why, like, what is the purpose of life? Why do I have to continue struggling? How is it fair that some people, I'm paraphrasing now, are born into wealth, for example, never having to worry about money, whereas other people, the majority of people, we are living in poverty or we're struggling or we're, you know, we don't have the resources that we need, you know, that kind of vibe. And she talks about it several times in some of her more recent videos. And unfortunately, you know, she made her last video maybe like 2 weeks ago or somewhere in there, 2-3 weeks ago. And then she took her life because I'm assuming that the struggle just became too much. And I think I picked up in her videos also that she was feeling isolated. She was feeling isolated in her struggles. Whatever they were, you know, I only know so much based on some of the videos that I watched, but I felt like she felt, amongst other things, isolated, probably unseen. And there were just so many red flags in her video, you know, where you can see or tell that it's a Black woman who is wanting someone to see her, wanting someone to understand, like, what's going on internally. And I believe in one video, she mentioned how she had reached out to her boss maybe like a month ago or 2 months ago. And I think she ended up quitting her job, but she had told him kind of like some of what was going on. And I think he tried to give her some encouragement. But in the rest of her videos, at least the ones that I watched, I didn't get the feeling that she had a community around her or a support system. I don't know what her family dynamic or situation was. Based on the videos that I saw, I didn't really see that there was a lot of it for whatever reason. And so I just got the impression that she just felt isolated and just had enough. She was in that valley where she's feeling like, what is the point? Why am I continuing to struggle? I'm pretty sure she was struggling financially. And if you've never struggled financially, baby, let me tell you, it's rough. If you have never struggled financially, it is hard. It feels impossible. I'm not saying that it is impossible, but when you are stuck in it and the bills are going through, your account gets a hit after hit, or you get negative balance, or you don't know if you're going to be able to eat this week. I've been there. I am currently financially struggling right now. That's one of the reasons why I moved, because I wanted to change the dynamic of my life. And moving here helps me to be able to put more money into paying off my debts. But sometimes the money ain't moneying. Okay? Sometimes the money ain't moneying. And I can tell you from personal experience, especially if you've never been there, it's hard. It is hard. The mental, just the mental alone of being in that place, it can be devastating. And this young lady got to the point where she started an OnlyFans. I don't know how far she went into it, but she started an OnlyFans. And then a few weeks later, she took her life. So she likely felt, not only was she struggling, but she probably, maybe she felt some guilt. Maybe she felt some shame. I really don't know. And I don't want to, you know, say anything as truth. I can only guess, you know. Maybe she felt like no one would understand. Maybe she felt like no one cared. Maybe she felt like, what difference does it make? She said that a few times, you know. But to see that another Black woman, another baby, another young Black woman either have her life ended because there's so much violence against women and so much violence against Black women. So to see another Black woman either have her life taken or take her life, it's devastating. It hurts. It's sad. It hurts. When I tried to record this yesterday, maybe this is why the episode didn't record. I mean, it did record, but the audio didn't record. Maybe this is why, because when I was talking about this yesterday, I have gnats, y'all. Ugh. When I was talking about this yesterday, there were several times where I almost started crying. Like, I just, you know, it just, I don't know if you're like this too, but sometimes I just take these things so personally. I didn't even know her. You know, sometimes we don't even find out about these people until it's too late, unfortunately. We don't even hear about these people. It's like they, and she even said this. She even said this in one of her videos. When I'm not here, then people will find me. Then people will see me. Then people will want to have known me. Then people will have, you know, wanted to support me. Again, I'm paraphrasing, but that was the vibe. Like, when I'm no longer here, maybe that's when I'll be seen. That's when, maybe that's when people will care, you know? Yeah. So it hurts to see another Black woman lose her life. This episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. We've talked about this before, but have you noticed how easy it is to get into the habit of shooting on yourself? We should be this far ahead. We should have done all the things. We should be better parents and better employees. That pressure to be and do all the things while taking no time to prioritize our well-being is a real struggle. When you notice this starting to happen, try this. Pull out your phone and open up the Calm app. Calm is a tool that I reach for when I need to be still and make space to breathe so that I can let go of the stress building up in my body. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, and it's here to help you feel better. If you need more support, which many of us do right now, ain't no shame in that, for all of life's ups and downs, Calm has expert-led talks to help improve self-esteem and grounding exercises that have helped me to slow down and relax. Calm your mind, change your life. Calm has an exclusive offer just for listeners of my show. Get 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com /BGSC. This is an amazing value. Go to calm.com/BGSC for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. calm.com/BGSC and tell Calm you heard about them from me.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Especially someone who had her whole life ahead of her, in her 20s. But we're dealing with so much, y'all. We really, really are. We're dealing with so much. And even if you're not financially struggling, even if you're in a place where, you know, life is good, please understand that you are still being violated every single day you walk this earth. Please understand that you are being assaulted mentally every single day that you walk this earth, even if it's not a physical thing. Even if right now you're living your best life, keep in mind that we are experiencing violence against Black women in the form of just racism, comments, microaggressions, you know, that kind of thing. I was on a website and someone shared a screenshot where they were on this dating app or dating website recently. And I'm assuming it was a Black woman. I don't know what she looked like. I didn't see her picture, but she uploaded a screenshot of a conversation she was having with this white guy. Okay. And she's asking, should I continue talking to this guy? Should I continue talking to him? Or should I cancel on this date? So apparently they had made a date. And he's texting her and he's saying, and from what she shared, I'm guessing in the middle of the conversation or whatever, he says something like, this is all going to be paraphrasing, something like, I don't typically date Black women because I don't like their skin. I don't like their skin color or I don't like the way Black women look. Something like that. And she's like, oh, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you're pretty. You're the prettiest. You're probably the prettiest Black woman I've ever seen because I don't like the way that Black women look, or I don't like their skin or their color or something like that. Black women are just not attractive to me. That kind of vibe. Like, in other words, Black women are trash. Black women are ugly. They're garbage. Now, he didn't say that, but that was the energy in this conversation. You know, and how he just has this utmost disdain for Black women and how they are, and just Black women, period. Everything about a Black woman is just like, it repels him, you know? And she's asking, should I still keep this date? Should I cancel this date? Madam. Yes, you should cancel the date. You should cancel the date, block his ass, and shut him down. The audacity of a white person saying, I don't like Black women. Where'd they do that at? And you're asking, should I keep this date? So that's what I'm saying. Like, Black women, this is just one example of many. Even if you are right now in your best life era, your glow up era, your quiet, your luxury, whatever era you in, sis, at whatever era you in right now, okay? We are still getting these visuals, these microaggressions. We are, even if you don't even realize it, this is coming into your brain 24/7. So even if right now you are in a valley compared to, or a peak compared to a valley, I don't care if you're a millionaire. I don't care if you're Beyonce. I don't care who the hell you are right now living your best life, which I hope you are living your best life. Okay. We are still being violated like that on a regular basis. So no Black woman is going to be unscathed, okay? I don't care, again, if you are the highest of the high or, unfortunately, the lowest of the low. A Black woman, you will not be unscathed. We are getting these messages every single day. every single day, we are picking up signals that say Black women ain't shit. Every day. Every day. Look at your commercials. Look at the TV shows you watch. Like, just look at the news. Look at the comments. Read the... I have tried my best to not read comments, okay? Because the way they tear Black women down is... It's just too much. And sometimes I used to be in those comments, like fighting for our lives, fighting against these raggedy ass people. Okay. These raggedy ass people talking about Black women. And I just had to stop because it affects you, right? It affects you. So again, no one can love a Black woman other like a Black woman can. And that's why we have to center ourselves, because even Black men, and you know, this is generally speaking, but I have an example. I have someone in my life that I know, I'm not going to say who, but right now she is dealing with a domestic violence issue with a Black man. Okay? She is right now trying to figure out how she can get her coin together so that her and her babies can leave, get out, because he's not even on a one. He has taken things from a 5 to a 10 to a 20. It just keeps escalating. So I'm getting these conversations. I'm having these phone calls with her, and because I want to be, even though I'm not in that state anymore with her, I want her to know that even though I'm not there, I'm here. I'm listening. How can I help? I don't have the money right now to help, but how can I support you? I can listen. I can give advice. I can, you know, let's brainstorm, like all these things, because I never want another Black woman, especially a Black woman who is going through that shit, to feel like she is alone. Black women are dealing with so much shit right now. We're just dealing with so much shit right now. And then on top of all the stuff that we are dealing with as a Black woman, we also have the stuff going on in the world. Okay? We also have the shit going on right now in the world. So that is why I'm saying that we must continue as a Black woman, as Black women, to center us, to care about us, to ride for us, because nobody is out here doing it. No one's going to do it. No one is coming to save us. No one is coming to support us. No one is coming to help us. No one is coming to love us. No one is coming to be tender with us. No one is coming to be emotionally supportive for us, financially supportive, physically supportive. No one's coming to be tender with us. No one's coming to love on us the way that we deserve. It's just not happening. Black women are not a priority. Black women are not a priority. We're just not. I'm talking about to the world. I'm not talking about you as in you are a priority. You are worthy. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about just out in the streets, in the world. That's what I'm talking about. And so as a Black woman, speaking to a Black woman, and only to Black women, we got to do that for ourselves. We have to do that for ourselves. Whew, I feel like I just gave a whole sermon. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that we need to martyr ourselves. It's not possible for us to give our all, and we shouldn't give our all. Okay. We can't do this thing called life where we are drained, depleted, despondent, busted, broke down, like all that, you know? But what I'm saying is, when you have the opportunity to center a Black woman, let's do more of that. Let's do more of that, because again, can't nobody nurture us like a Black woman, okay? Can't nobody love on us like a Black woman can. You know, sometimes all it takes is a smile from another Black woman, and your world just feels like the sun feels like it's shining brighter. You feel happier. You feel more joyful. And it's because a Black woman has made you feel seen. Sometimes all it takes is a smile. When you're passing a Black woman on the way into the grocery store, that's what I do. If we make eye contact, and I be trying. Be trying, like, oh, you know, but just like, hey, good morning, hey sis, how you doing? a head nod, a smile. Sometimes I try to give a compliment, like, but a genuine one, not a, you know, like if I see a Black woman, first of all, and she's rocking her natural hair and she's just, oh, that hair is just looking fire. I'm like, girl, your hair is cute. And it just, she just lights up. It just makes her day. Or if I see her, I'm at the registers checking out, I don't know, and I see her nails, and she's got her nails done, and you could tell she just came from the shop a few days ago and whatever. I'm like, girl, look at my nails in comparison. I haven't had a chance to paint them yet. But I'm like, girl, your nails are so pretty. Your nails are so pretty. Or if I see someone with some lashes, I'm like, girl, your lashes are fire. You are so pretty. I have done this in the drive-thru. I'll see a young Black girl, especially the ones with the chocolate skin that you can tell they need to be poured into. I'd be like, girl, you are so, so pretty. You are so pretty. I try to be that light in that way because, number one, it doesn't cost me anything to be kind and to hype up another Black woman, right? It just doesn't. And number two, you're hyping up another Black woman in only the in only a way that Black women can do that, you know? Only in a way that a Black woman can do that to another Black woman. But, you know, if you have the opportunity to center a Black woman, if you have the opportunity to be a listening ear, you know, if you're picking up, like, just even having a conversation with someone, and sometimes they'll just say certain things where it might, your spidey senses might kick in, like, uh-oh, like, you know what I mean? Just listening for those little things. And just say, hey, I know it sounds like you are really going through a hard time. Just know that I can be I may not have all the answers, but if you need a listening ear, I got you, right? Or if you want to send me a DM, you know what I mean? Let's talk on DMs, or let's hop on a phone call. Let's hop on Zoom and just spend some time. And I'm not saying that this needs to be done, like, to the point where, you know, you can't even sleep, eat, rest, play, go to work because you're doing this. It's not that. It's not like it's not the quantity. You know what I mean? You're not trying to, it's not the quantity. It's not like you're trying to touch every Black woman's life. That's not even possible, you know? But it's just making a little room for another Black woman, just making a little bit of sunshine for another Black woman. Because again, we have to be there for ourselves, obviously, which is very important, but also be there for each other. We really have to be there for each other, because who else is going to do it? Who else is going to do it? And unfortunately, as I'm thinking through this, keep in mind that, you know, unfortunately, not all Black people, like, what is it? Not all skin folk or kin folk. So keep that in mind, because that's just what it is, you know? So just like we're not going to be able, you're not going to be able to support every person. Keep in mind also that every Black woman is not necessarily going to be in support of you. Prime example, I was going to invite this Black woman onto the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I mentioned this in the last episode, I think, or last couple of episodes. I was going to invite a Black woman onto the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast because I liked what she had to say about some things. I wanted to bring that to the community. And I did some digging around, as I always do. You know, I'll be going down some rabbit holes, and saw that she is, or is, I guess, technically, huge fan of Charlie Kirk. Huge fan of Charlie Kirk. Huge fan of Charlie Kirk. And she was saying some things about, she was just saying some things. I don't even want to bring it up again. But I, as soon as I saw that, I was like, there's no way in hell that I, as someone who is doing what I can to be in support of Black women, is going to have another Black woman, as much as I wanted her to be on the podcast, there's no way in hell I'm going to bring that energy, that vibe, to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not. So yeah, just keep that in mind, that as you are shining your light, as you are, you know, even you living your best life and or doing the best that you can to live well and things like that, unfortunately, not every Black person, not every Black woman has the same community-centered, you know, whatever. There are some, again, since I'm talking to Black women, I'm going to say there are some Black women who they're not necessarily Black women focused or community focused or Black centered. They are, I'm trying to figure out how I can say this. They are not Black centered. They are, they want to be digestible for the masses. I'll just say that. They want to be palatable for the masses. That is how they come up. That is how they want to come up. They want to be seen as this good, respectable, not all Black women are this way type of Black woman. And that's not the energy that we'll be having ever, as long as I can help it and I'm aware of it. That's not the energy we're going to have on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here. But again, I just, you know, I just want to encourage you from one Black woman to another to continue shining your light, to continue smiling, you know, at another Black woman when you can. Continue being a listening ear. If you hear someone say something, if your ears perk up, let them know. Just let them know, hey, you know, you're not alone. I see you. I see you. You're worthy. I love you. You know, we want you here. You know, you're important. You matter. That kind of thing, as often as you can, because we really have to be out here taking care of each other and protecting each other and loving on each other. Because again, the only thing that Black women have is us. We all we got, you know. So that's it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. And I'm gonna go ahead and upload this to iTunes and Spotify and all that. But yeah, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to leave a message on Spotify if that's where you're listening. And hey, by the way, I haven't said this in a long time, but if you ever wanted to support the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast, you know, you want to help me to continue doing this work or this labor of love, my Cash App is always open. My Venmo is always open. It's at Brown Girl Self-Care. Again, that's at Brown Girl Self-Care. All right. All right. And oh, one last thing. I do have a self-care challenge, even though I don't want to use that word challenge, but I'll just use it for now. I have a self-care challenge coming up in the month of October. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that, because more to come very, very soon. And likely in the very next episode. And yeah, I think I've covered all the bases. So with that said, that is it for this week's episode. Have an amazing day. Continue shining your light. Continue loving on other Black women, because again, that's all we got. You know what I'm saying? And I will see you on the next episode. Take care.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.